The writer, P.D. James, in her novel, Skull Beneath the Skin, wrote this line: "The sermon lasted 15 minutes and was a learned dissertation of the Pauline theology of redemption. As they rose to sing the hymn, Ivo whispered to Cordelia, 'That's all one asks of a sermon, isn't it? No possible relevance to anything but itself.' Had Ivo heard Jesus speak today's gospel, he would find the message had his name written all over it. So too would Cordelia, and so too would the most of us. When today's gospel opens, Jesus was a guest at a supper party in the home of a very important Pharisee, and he must have been delighted to get a good sit-down dinner after so many quick suppers at fast food counters on the road. Being at the event, it gave Jesus an unusually good opportunity to observe the various guests as they entered the hall. A number of them were anything but studies in humility. Thus, we have his timeless observations of our human condition. To paraphrase poet E.E. Cummings, they open the eyes of our eyes. They remind us that if we are looking for faults to correct, we simply need to look in a mirror. Jesus' theme is, of course, puffed up pride, a vice much present in our society today. No doubt, Jesus would have laughed his head off at the story of a man who was awarded a gold medal for his humility. But unhappily, fairly soon afterwards, they had to take the medal away from him, for he had always taken it and wearing it proudly and showing it to everyone he met. And recently, a priest met two men whom he had not seen for some time. The first exhausted himself and the priest with a lengthy dissertation about himself and his health. He never had the time to even quickly ask the priest, "Good morning," or "How are you?" Given the time spent he used talking to himself, the priest was just as happy he did not have the time, for he had another appointment anyway. The second man told the priest that he was flattered that the priest had even remembered his name. But the priest told him, the college where he taught still talks about the numbers of students who chose to enter his class. People even sat on the floor if there were no chairs available. But the man turned away the praise by telling the priest how much he enjoyed some articles that he had published in the diocesan newspaper. The second man was hardly in need of today's gospel. The first decidedly was. More important, which one of them is a type of our own selves? In reality, I suspect that most of us could be familiar at one point or another with both men. Everyone here knows whose Mother Teresa was. But when she visited different countries, she refused to talk about herself. Rather, she wanted to know the work of the people around her, what they were involved in. The same can be said of Dorothy Day and Archbishop Elder Camara of Brazil. The word "I" did not seem to be in their vocabularies. All three were walking studies of humility. They had learned the lessons of today's gospel. But have I? I fear not. think I got a long way to go yet. Have you? You must answer that question for yourself. If you, like me, must answer in a negative, none of us should despair. Life's challenges are designed not to break us, but to bend us towards God. Perhaps we would do well to reflect on this piece of wisdom found in Christopher Notes. It says, "Let me tell you about the most important words in your life." The six most important words are, "I admit I made a mistake." The five most important are, "You did a good job." The four most important are, "What is your opinion?" The three most important are, "If you please." The two most important are, "My gratitude." And the least important is a word we use a lot. And it is a very simple word. In fact, it only has one letter in it. And that word is I. You may want to put this prophet's advice where you can see it every day. Knowing God makes us humble. Knowing ourselves keeps us humble.